2026 is on the way, and coaches' shows are also that way as well here. Week number four with head coach of the boys team here, Derek Shelton of the Donovan West Mustangs. Again, this locker room chat here for the Donovan West Mustangs brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, it's been a couple of games since we last spoke. Troy, Lynn, Oskaloosa, Perry LeCompton took the loss against Troy, but bounced back with back-to-back wins over Lynn and Oski, and then also just last night against Perry LeCompton, taking that loss to 54-51. But coach, real quick, a lot of big accomplishments early on in this season. 6-4 right now. Also, the first time going into the winter break with a winning record in over 8 years. Coach, what can you tell me about this season so far? And of course, also those last four games for you and your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good season for us so far. You know, we knew going into the year, you know, we got some senior leadership and we were going to have some young guys with no experience that we're going to have to grow up in a hurry, and I think that balance, our seniors have done a good job getting them kind of ready. You know, we don't play the easiest schedule, you know, not just besides league. You know, we schedule tough outside of league. We want to play good teams to get us ready for sub-state, and I thought we've handled that well. And, you know, it was a tough loss going to Troy going into break, one I thought we kind of let get away from us that we maybe could have got. And, but the kids have bounced back, and, you know, Christmas break, we were off 9 days, and then we come back for only four practices, and then we played three straight games with no practice. So it's kind of been a weird, tough stretch, but these kids, I mean, they just keep showing up every day wanting to get better, and it's been good so far.
And you look at these, you know, last couple games for you, these last five games, four out of these last five games have been decided by six or less points. I mean, your team has been able to handle that pressure again in those games. They won three of those games that were decided by six or less. So, you know, for your team to handle that kind of pressure with the Twin Valley League tournament kind of coming over the horizon, how do you feel like that prepares your team, and how do you feel like your team is handling these, you know, these kind of these fourth quarter game deciders?
Yeah, I think we're handling everything great right now. You know, we've talked all season long that we need to turn everything into a four-quarter battle. It's not going to be easy, and we want to always give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter. You know, we did that a lot last year, but then we kind of just fell apart in the fourth quarter. And we've had a couple games this year to where we've kind of went through some rough stretches there in the third and fourth quarters, but we've bounced back so far in every one and given ourselves a chance. And that's what I'm most proud about is, you know, you can see the change in the kids from year to year. And, you know, I said earlier in the year, you know, I really like this group of kids. I think they got great potential, and, you know, it's nice seeing it kind of play out that way.
Well, looking at your upcoming schedule, again, Valley Heights and Frankfort all before the TVL tournament. I mean, you got a lot of great guys on your team. Talking about some of the notable performances recently, Veach had 21 points against Lynn. Coulter Peterson, he had 21 points against Oskaloosa. Also, Barry, 22 points against Perry LeCompton, his brother catcher. He had 15 points against Oskaloosa. To top on that, Michael Albers had one of the best games in his career. He was able to post up 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 blocks in one of those matchups. So, again, you talk about some of your great players. Lean into talking about how, you know, they're going to continue to be great here in these upcoming games against Valley Heights and Frankfort.
Yeah, it's one thing we've talked about, and we talk about it for every game, that, you know, we're not just a one-man show. You know, it could be a different kid every night, and, you know, and we've seen that with, you know, Coulter and Dustin, and even catchers led us a game, you know, and then, you know, Braylon, you know, besides last night, you know, he's been up there top two in scoring every game. And then Michael, I mean, you bring that up. I mean, he's starting to come into his own. And we really challenged him against Oski. They got a really nice post player that's inside out. And, I mean, he's a really nice player. And we kind of challenged Mike on that. And, I mean, Mike came out, and like you said, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 5 blocks, you know. And, you know, it's good to see that these kids are kind of all rallying around each other. And it's not it's just one guy you got to shut down. I mean, we can have a different kid leading us every night. And, you know, that's what good teams need. If you want to be good at the end of the season in sub-state, that's what you got to have.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us here on week number four of our locker room chat.
Thanks.
That was head coach Derek Shelton of the boys team for the Donovan West Mustangs. Upcoming here on the schedule for the Donovan West Mustangs, it's Valley Heights on Friday and next Tuesday against the Frankfort Wildcats.